Wayne is so amazing. He comes up with something different every single day, and a lot of these words I've never heard before in my life, and maybe never will again. Wayne, what do you got today?
I'm tasting the feeling is what I'm doing. I'm just letting it wash all over me.
Oh, good for you. I'm doing the same thing.
Oh, Ron, I swear, you are a jewel. You are a jewel. I love it. I love it. All right. Hey, listen, yesterday I threw at you a 50-cent term, which is all about, you know, getting rid of guilt or blame, exculpate. And Ron offered the possibility that exonerate is a synonym for exculpate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, brother, I got off my duff and went in and looked it up, and Ron Boy, you get the word of the day, 50-cent prize of the moment of the hour of the week of the year of the month, okay?
Awesome.
You're absolutely right. Hey, I think it's awesome.
It is.
I really do. Bow down to the imminent word master. Exonerate, E-X-O-N-O-R-A-T-E, E-X-O-N-O-R-A-T-E. Synonymous with exculpate. So, Ron, here's to you. And as a matter of fact, I'll throw in an extra dime's worth. You could use the word acquit, A-C-Q-U-I-T. That is not our word of the day, but I just thought I'd throw it in there for the fun of it. So, congratulations, old buddy. You got it. Exonerate, exculpate, acquit. You are guilt-free for 24 hours.
Well, I'm going to say that exonerate is heard a lot more often than exculpate. And if the glove fits, you must acquit.
Oh, geez.
or if it don't fit, you must quit. That's what he said.
That calls to mind so many scary images. I think we'll end this phone call as well.
Sorry. Have a good day, buddy.
All right. There's your word of the day, exonerate. Ron, thank you for supplying the word of the day. You relieved me of my tendentious duties this morning. So y'all take care. Talk to you in the morning.
I'll do what I can.